This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on Musical Space, Mark Foley looks at what happens when musicians do it all on their own.
I've recently discovered the music of Molly Nielsen. She's pretty obscure. There's not even a Wikipedia article about her. But she's interesting to me because of the completely self-made nature of her career. And I think that in itself is a reason to listen to her. Molly Nielsen writes, performs, and records her own albums. She also founded the label they're released on, designs the cover art, maintains her website, books her own tours, even co-directs her videos. When you buy one of her albums, she's the one who goes to the post office. Her production budget is obviously very small. The synth and drum machine sounds are really primitive. Her voice is low, raw, and untrained, so the lyrics are sometimes hard to understand. It's obvious she doesn't use autotune. So Nielsen is probably not going to take Taylor Swift's place on the pop charts, but she has the freedom to make any kind of music she wants, a freedom that superstars don't have. Yes, it's dance music, but dark and personal. The lyrics can be brutal, too strongly flavored for the radio. I like the veracity of her work, knowing that it's a completely personal project. The music comes off honest to me because it all comes from her. Molly Nielsen is currently on tour, and her seventh album will be coming out any day now. You'll be able to find it, but only if you look for it. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.